Then so it shall be. This war shall end. Henceforth, full deed of all Lunianite discovered along the southern Andean ridge excavation shall be granted in full to the humble nation of Stalen, and final proprietorship of the mines therein will be fully governed by the High Council of Luvay Cape, Stalen's central capital.
So agreed is the Grand King of Fenalia, and so agreed am I.
If you truly agreed, you would have laid down your life alongside your arms.
You know me better than that, Admiral.
Well, forgive me for not stepping on the mine that's dug out in front of me.
I assure you, would it have been a trap, it would have sprung ages ago.
You were never one for surprises, General.
Oh, please, we've known each other long before my promotion. Just Donovan will do, though I don't much look like the Donovan you once knew. Nevertheless, your nation, Stalon, and the great people of Luvay Cape are blessed to have you stepping forth for such an occasion.
Oh, trust me, Lennox. It would have been much more of a stride should you have kept your blade close.
I don't doubt it. Had I met any other fate by your blade, I'd need much more than this mass contraption to keep me adrift. Your new uniform suits you. But how now will the newly appointed Grand Admiral Wolfior XII, leader of the Stalen Naval Force, utilize such rigorous training and quench their unrelenting thirst for battle?
I must be honest. I cannot keep this charade up for much longer.
Oh, don't wane to such dreadful forthcoming duty. Short as they may be, a time of prosperity should promise to
my wife. She's sick. My children are more lost now than they've ever been. My son has fallen years behind in his studies. Thousands of children will never get the schooling you and I received at their age. And my daughter is long gone. This war has ravaged not only our resources, but our people. The planet weeps, General. It can no longer sustain our pointless squabble.
So then our surrender should be someone's gain. This is good.
No. No, we cannot use that word. It's weak. Your valiant soldiers, our tired fighters, these men, women, these children have worked much too hard to get here. They dare not deserve to hear of surrender. No, they deserve better. Abandoned, trapped on this shell of a planet. They've earned better.
An accord, then? A treaty? Or would you prefer a proper disarmament?
Lennox! You said it yourself when you approached the line and professed your people's desire for peace.
Opportunity.
Unity, Donovan. Unity. The only way our two peoples can coexist and allow such unbalanced supply, a tipping of the scales in favor of peace. Unity. Unity is the answer, and unity is the only word to solve the ulcer of war.
Of course. The truth you speak commands the very flow of history.
Our people must be one, united, striding forth to destined glory. Even if that glory is short-lived, and its falling sands are numbered. Still, we shall move as one united Mondrea.
I see it. As true as the knees that broke ground here tonight. Beyond any proposal of a newly writ resource regulation, we must open our eyes to the vision of a single true nation. Fenalian people will stand in Fenalia, Stalanian in Stalen. But where there used to be a border between us will now stand a channel, flowing to and fro, unhindered by the threat of our planet's last breath. we breathe it together.
Precisely.
So be it. Our two cities will serve as polar beacons, standing end to end, fortifying a stronger, singular people.
Yes, yes.
And I now offer my open hand to you, Grand Admiral Wolfior. Should you take it in embrace beneath the silver ink of twilight, that single pale moon shining and binding the hopeless dark, let it be our torch, and hereby signify our unity.
A single, undivided Mondria, leagued by the balance, brought together by the grace of Lunea.
Yes, unity, a singular people, a blessed Mondria. Our people left dreamless and bare will be given a proper burial. But not this day. Until then, may the light burn as long and as bright as the silver of the moon itself.